Ian in Belfast. Good morning, Ian.
Morning, Vinny.
Go ahead.
Vinny, she made a point out in her Naomi Long, which just sort of made my the point I'm singing about. She says, and she was getting a bit hot, she was going, oh, politicians should show leadership and get down to business. Well, exactly. Get off the kids' scope, which is Twitter and Facebook. None of them. After a certain age, you shouldn't be on Twitter and Facebook. It's for kids. I joined it.
Well, look,
it's
also a valid thing for people to use,
it's
politicians, journalists,
it's
you know,
funny.
Members of the
no,
public.
It's not, mate. It's not.
I guess the point you're trying to make is if you're in that kind of position, if you're a politician, maybe you should have that discussion elsewhere.
Yeah. And plus, Facebook, I joined a couple of years ago. And I realised after, it's just an ego trip from, you know, for a lot of people, the many friends I've got. Oh, many people follow me. You know, and that's what politicians are on, an ego trip. They're middle-aged, most of them, in fact, elderly, some of them, and they shouldn't be on it. I left it. And
well,
I don't want to get into a
discussion about the uses of social media, but of course, a lot of politicians, you know, communicate with the people that vote for them via that way. You know, the people in their constituency contact them on Facebook, on Twitter. What do you think, Ian, of this image that was shared by our politicians?
No, I never seen it because they say I wouldn't go on to it. I wouldn't go on to Facebook. I wouldn't go on to Twitter. It's for kids. Once you're over a certain age, you shouldn't be on it because you make mistakes, and then after that, it's too late. If you're in a position of power, or if you have any brains, I wouldn't be the smartest in the world, but I'm not stupid. If you have any brains at all, and I can't believe some of these politicians are thick, you should not be on it.
Well, look, Ian, thank you. Let's just remember, you know, we need to be respectful for everyone as much as possible, even our politicians, and calling them stupid doesn't really get us any further along. If you haven't seen this image, and once again, the discussion's not necessarily about the image, it's about whether our politicians should be sharing something like this, because ultimately it did upset some of the victims. Now, not all of them. Colin Wharton, as I mentioned earlier, was on this programme in the last couple of days. His brother Kenneth was killed in the massacre. He was not upset by it. Just to paint a picture so far for you, the top left hand corner of the image says Sinn Féin's red lines. There is a drawing then of a red van. I'm sure you have seen many pictures of that King's Mills massacre and the red van that they were driving in, which has bullet holes, as does this illustration in the windows. The back door is open, and coming from the back door are many lines of red blood which flow out. There's then a character there who is wearing a green suit, white shirt and gold tie. You could say it looks like Gerry Adams. It doesn't say specifically who it is, who's saying equality and is standing over the red lines, and he has what looks like a loaf of bread on his head. Jane in County Antrim. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning. I've been a bad cough here. I think it's time they all stop this carry-on resurrecting this Billy's Mill thing, King's Mill thing. The fact is, there's too many people grieving, and they come on, and the waffle, and the waffle. Now, I'm not a politician, so you can't level that at me, but where are the DUP this morning? They're dancing on the graves of the loved ones who were brutally murdered.
Well, they would say that they're doing the complete opposite. So, and just to answer your question, Jean, in terms of the DUP, we did ask them to come on, but they are yet to respond to our request. We also asked Sinn Féin to come on. They said that they are trying to get us someone. What time was that at, Gareth? I assume that they are still trying, just before 9 o'clock anyway.
Oh, the DUP.
So we're still waiting to see if this trying to get someone will result in anyone on the programme.
I was on this morning earlier. I'm sure somebody can. Maybe they're not out of bed yet.
Well,
that's getting away from the point. They're stirring the pot. Doug Beattie and Stalford are stirring the pot at the expense and the grief of grieving relatives. It's not right. It's wrong.
You get that, Jane, and then you get people that say that is exactly what Barry McAuliffe did last.
I'm not excusing him. It was a terrible thing that he did, but these folk are just aggravating it. Can you imagine if you were a relative of one of those victims, how you would feel this morning to hear this right on the radio?
Well, I'll say it again, Jane. Colin Wharton, who we've spoken to on this programme, was on Good Morning Ulster this morning, and he said that he was not upset or insulted.
Well, he's one, but what about the many who are upset? There are many grieving victims, many, many, and they wouldn't come on the radio. But it doesn't matter about them. Beattie and Stalford want to make their name. They want to get into it. And I'm not really a fan of Naomi Long. But she's right in what she said. I'm not politicising this. I'm just common decency.
Okay.
But the DUP, dig them out of their beds this morning.
Well, okay, Jane, thank you. Just to reiterate, we have contacted the DUP and Sinn Féin. I have no idea if they are still in bed. And to be fair, once again, to Doug Beattie, he said that he believes there was a valid political message, and that is why he shared that, to spark discussion and debate about it, which it obviously has. He was then asked to remove it by someone on Twitter who said, "Would you please take that down?" And he did so. William in Armagh. Good morning, William.
Hello, Vinny. I'm inclined to agree with Jane. It's about the politicians stopped using the victims in the past to further their own political agenda or to score points on the other part. It really is a cynical sort of behaviour. They, over the years, they've used victims. They've got the public eye that pretended to support them, and then when they're used to...
They would all say that the complete opposite, and you know that, William, that they're trying to represent victims.
Vinny, but also their actions, like... For instance, the report on support for victims, Mike Ness and all them people done in the past, saying that victims should be compensated. And if politicians...
This is a historical institutional abuse victims.
Yeah, no, well, also other victims of the Troubles. And those people are starting to die off now, and they're not going to get any money. They're not going to get any support. The Eames Bradley report suggested that stuff would go forward to support them in the interim. And these politicians, because of whatever political beliefs, they blocked them. But yet here they're coming on all the time, sort of pretend to support these victims. And I think it's disgraceful behaviour, and I agree with Naomi Long, and I agree with Jane there. It's time they got their act together and done something positive and constructive and supportive for the victims, rather than just using this to score political points for their own.
Do you think Naomi was doing the same thing? Some will say she was scoring political points of her own in her response on Twitter very, very publicly, and then on this programme this morning.
Naomi wasn't sort of passing on that cartoon to do something. Naomi was criticising the people who were doing it, and I can't fault Naomi for that at all.
All right, William, thank you. Stephen in Antrim. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Vinny. I wondered, is Naomi Long, is she aware that freedom of expression, you know, is a right? And, the European law makes freedom of expression a right. What I was, I follow BJ Spencer, okay?
Yes.
I saw the cartoon. I thought it was a cartoon that was very efficient and on this, if you like, it drew attention to the victims here. I thought it was a very useful cartoon. But listening to the almost Queen's University-like attempt by Naomi Long in terms of Charlie Hebdo, the shutdown debate, I've retweeted the cartoon.
I think Doug Beattie used that, mentioned Charlie Hebdo as well. Can I ask you, Stephen, just your opinion? You mentioned freedom of speech and this...
No, it's a freedom of expression.
Freedom of expression. But does that come at any cost, though, Stephen? What I mean by that is obviously if there's upset by anyone, even one family member as a result, say, for example, of this cartoon.
I think then you're getting in to the area of censorship, Vinny. And I think that it is... a typical thing that so far in the programme, 40 minutes in, we've heard virtually nothing but politicians, talking.
Well, to be fair, we invited both of those politicians on. I spoke to Doug before the programme and then Naomi to react.
I know Doug, I know Naomi, I know what they're about here. But this is what the public are fed up with, having to filter their views, their opinions, their lives through politicians who, do I need to remind the listening public that we've been running over a year now without, in a vacuum in terms of politics. And yet the programmes that we run, Talkback and your own programme, are dominated still by politicians. BJ Spencer, I think, has done a very useful job in providing one cartoon that summed up the Kingsmill situation with respect to Sinn Féin and, in particular, their leader, Gerry Adams.
Okay. Stephen, thank you. Hopefully we'll speak to Brian John Spencer on the programme later on. One more call on this for now. Jim in West Belfast. Jim, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning, Vinny. I'm listening to this here. I just uttered a spur. we've had a politically, it's been a dire year last year with the collapse of the Assembly. And here we're starting 2018. And look at the headline. We'll have a seasoned politician, an MP, walking about with a loaf of bread on his head on the very day of the King's Mull massacre anniversary. And that wasn't bad enough. We've compounded the situation where we're having then all we have our unionist politicians against seasoned politicians who are doing the complete opposite, or who are doing the complete same as the Barry Michael Duff, in the sense that they're just continuing this here cycle of all I can call it is re-traumatising the traumatised victims of and their families of Kingsmill.
Well, you heard Doug Beattie this morning, Jim. He said that he believes there was a valid political message, and he shared that to try and spark debate. And when he was asked by someone to remove it, he did, but the debate continued.
But he wouldn't have... See, this is the whole thing here. We have puree politics here. We have not got men or women who have the political maturity to bring this country forward. Doug Beattie wouldn't have... issued that tweet if Barry McIlduff hadn't stuck a loaf of King's Mull bread in his head.
No, and that image probably wouldn't have been created if Barry McIlduff hadn't done that either.
Correct. So what do you say? I hear you guys saying if a story runs longer than a day or two, it gets wheeled. It's not a good situation. This is now going on over a week. Meanwhile, we have a health service, we have education, we have a whole country that is needed some sort of infrastructure, and it's not there.
Okay.
We haven't got the sad reality is here. This is a generational thing. People are too stuck in the past about getting tit for tat, orange and green. We have in a society where we cannot cope. I would love a bit of honesty from the politicians saying, look, we can't handle this here. We can't do this here because too many are stuck in the past.
Okay.
Everyone was hurt. Bring back direct rule and just move on.
All right, Jim, thank you.